What happens when you decide that you are ready to take your life to the next level? I'm here to tell you your path to success will not be a straight or quick timeline. It will ask of you to shed your old story, build your emotional intelligence, and put down the story of struggle once and for all to bring your visions to life. This is the unedited audio doc narrated by me, Nina Hayes, providing real life examples and lessons to help you on your journey of becoming elite. So if you're ready, let's go. Hey, elite, welcome back to today's podcast episode. I'm excited. Every time we have a new episode, I'm just super excited because I feel like this space is just like me and you, right? It could be so much stuff going on around you. Like you could be, you know, at your kid's game. You could be at the pool. You could be driving in your car. You could be even at work and you just got me on the speakers or in your ear. You could be on a treadmill. You could be, you know, chilling and relaxing, but it just feels like the world is moving along. And then in this moment, it's just me and you talking, and we're talking about deep conversations that a lot of people just are not willing to have. So I love it. I thank you so much for being here today. We are going to get into a really, really good topic. Now, I have seen your shares that you have posted online. Thank you so much for sharing with your community about what we're doing over here. I absolutely love it. And I will continue to share your posts. So be sure if you ever, you know, tag me in a post or, you know, you want to share a review or you want to put it on your story, like definitely keep doing so because I will continue to keep sharing you as well. Okay. So I asked on my Instagram for some podcast topics, and it really came from a review that a person posted where they were sharing their favorite aesthetic focused podcast. And I realized just over the years that I have veered off from talking to estheticians. Like there was season 3 and 4 where I wasn't really talking to estheticians. And I would say that that was just a part of my journey of needing to unplug and plug back in order to fully get clarity on how I wanted to approach our conversation. I firmly believe that there's going to come a time, if it hasn't already happened to you, where you're going to realize that being an esthetician is not your identity and that you really want to tap into that elite side. So being an elite esthetician, it's not just, oh, I'm an esthetician, or even saying, oh, I'm an elite esthetician. It's like at the core of it, you want to be your most elite self. You don't want clients to just see you as this supporting role member in their movie. You want to actually be someone who loves your life when you're not behind the chair. And then when you are behind the chair, you still have that autonomy of living your life and loving your life. And it's not like you're, you know, in jail. Nobody wants to build a jail for themselves. You left your 9-to-5 or you left your previous career or you chose this career because you actually love what you do. And so I've seen a lot of people that just aren't happy with what they do. And when I unplugged from the industry, which you and I've been rocking, so you know exactly what happened. And I think that as I'm talking it out with you, and of course I've really just observed this, is that things happen and things may hurt you or hurt your feelings, or there may need to be some changes that happen in your life or business. And sometimes it can take or it can drain the passion you have for that thing. So you may love fashion, and I think La Roche is a perfect example. If you don't know who that is, he's a fashion stylist, and I don't follow him online or like be all up into what he's doing. But what I have seen is that there was a moment where he renounced the industry. Like he was like, I'm done being a stylist. I feel like y'all are playing with me. Y'all are not giving me my flowers. Like I'm done with it. I'll work with, you know, my clients that have me on contract now, but don't ask me about anything about the industry. And I think when I look at that moment, I had a moment of that myself where it was like, you do want recognition, but you also want people to stop playing in your face. And I think for so long with having this message of saying, you know, when you are in school and when you're coming out of school, you really need to be in that curiosity stage. But that curiosity without proper guidance can lead you down a path of discounting yourself, hustling without a true goal, and really getting into a point where you wake up in your business and you're not happy with it, right? And it's one thing to wake up in your business and not be happy. And I totally understand that, because as a person who ran a super big business, multi-location, like multi-state, you can wake up one day and just be like, this is not it. I need to pivot. And then there's also waking up and saying, this is not it. I need to pivot. I have zero money. My bills are behind. I don't know what to do. I can't leave. You know, it's that two opposite sides of the spectrum, right? And so I realized, hey, I do love the aesthetic industry. I love everything that being an esthetician has taught me. And I also love to help people who also understand that being an esthetician is not an identity. It is simply the modality that you use to help people also become their most elite self. So when I went on Instagram and I asked for podcast topics, I had a lot of topics come our way, which I'm so glad, because the next couple of weeks I'll be diving into that. But two of the main ones are the ones that I'm going to talk about today and in the next episode. It's really, one of them is about schools and the other one is about clients. And for today, I'm actually going to start talking about the one that's about clients. So the question is, or the topic is, having courage that my business will be okay, even if I say no to a client due to misalignment. And there's so many things to pack here. It's so many things to unpack here. It's a lot. Because this is the type of question that most people feel like they don't have the privilege to do. They feel like it is not okay to tell a client no, because for so long, it's been this concept of, you know, you can't be picky and choosy when your business looks a certain way, or you need to be happy with what you have, or you've grown so much this far, you should be good, or, you know, yeah, you've achieved so much and you've made all this money, like, you can't just tell people no. Or after a while, you're like, am I wrong for no longer choosing this particular thing or this particular client? And so today I actually want to come to you from a standpoint of, let's just remove this concept of being an esthetician briefly. And I want to talk to you from the lens of being someone who is serving people. Because you love what you do. You naturally are a giver. You probably resonated or do resonate with being a people pleaser. And you simply enjoy helping people feel amazing. But when you are at that journey where you yourself are forced to grow, which happens when you meet and encounter a person who shows you an experience you don't want to have, right? They try to give you an experience or a mediocre quality that you don't want to accept. You have a choice to either choose that quality from them or walk away. And what many people do is, again, go into that spiral of, I can't walk away from this. I need to be humble. Or if I walk away from this, am I going to get another client, right? And so when I really look at this question and I look at the keywords of this, you know, I'm a fan of reading things backwards. So you have misalignment and you know you need to say no to this client because you wouldn't be asking if you didn't already know that. But then your biggest question is my business going to be okay? And you know that it's going to require courage for you to do all of this. It's going to require courage for you to realign your business. It's going to require courage for you to say no. And it's also going to require courage for you to actually make your business okay. I will tell you that you have to tell me, or you have to tell yourself, what do you believe? Your success of your life, business, career, whatever, is dependent on what you invest, what you believe, and what you allow to be true for yourself. So for me, it's a no-brainer at this point of, you know, you need to say no. And if you have to ask yourself that question, you should honor yourself and say no. Because the sooner you can get past saying no is the sooner you can get into realignment, and then your business can be okay. We cannot afford to give energy to failure. And I know that at this point in my career, that when I think back to the beginning stages, was there fear? Yes. But I also had a coach that was in my ear saying, hey, you can't afford to think about, is my business going to be okay? Because you know, if you focus on that, you'll be creating that. The only thing you can focus on now is, what do I need? I need alignment. I need to say no to this client. And so from the standpoint of someone being brand new, you might still be in school, or you might be a seasoned entrepreneur, or you might just be opening your business. If you know that there's a client that is not aligned, the sooner you can say no, the better. How do you say no gracefully? You have policies for that. A lot of these things are conversations. A lot of these things can also be pivoting, right? So when you get that client in for that final time, or if you've already seen them, you simply just send them an email or call them on the phone and you say, hey, I'm noticing there are some things that you require for your treatment. And unfortunately, I won't be able to provide those things. So I will have to refer you out to another provider so that you can receive the best care. And there's so many layers there, because I could easily just say that to you and you're just like, oh, that's the strategy. Let me go do it. But there's so many non-tangible things there, such as, are you confidently saying that? Do you confidently embody and believe that? Are you going to allow time to pass before you actually do it? And in that time, are you going to talk yourself out of it? Are you going to take what I said, and then are you going to go to people who are never where you've been, or who have never built a business, or who don't do what you do, and ask them their advice, to where now you have conflicting ideas on a thought that you resonated with as I'm saying this to you now? So there's so many non-tangibles that are there that a lot of people don't think about, because they're so focused on, well, this is the strategy. I need to figure out a way to make this concrete for me, because it was given to me concrete, but I just feel like I need to be double sure. And that is the side effects of being the independent boss woman, or if you're an eldest daughter, or if you're just someone who's developed this hyper independence. Trust me, I know having that strong woman syndrome because you had to, or because your parents, you know, kind of ingrained it in you, or you've always just been the dependable one. A lot of times you feel like you cannot fail. You feel like you don't have the privilege to figure things out. You just have to figure things out. You don't have the privilege to be stuck and act like you don't know. You better figure it out. And when you're like that, sometimes you can receive information, and in your mind, because you don't believe it, you're trying to find a way to validate it. And so for many people, they are not able to fully leverage coaching. Like, they know they need a coach. They hire a coach, or they ask a question and they get the information, but because they're not aligned, which the question was clearly like misalignment, because they're not aligned, their misalignment receives the answer and ultimately tries to invalidate it. And it's so subtle, it's so subconscious. And in that regard, this is the reason why having someone that you trust that can guide you is key. I know that there are so many people that will tell you like, oh, you know, you have to have a coach. I'm one of those people that will say you need to have a coach. But I also am a person who invested to have guidance for my business along the way. And so in the totality of this question, it becomes simple, right? It literally took me 30 seconds to tell you what the answer was for this. But I really want to dive deeper into this courage part. Where did we lose our way to allow clients to run us over? And I really want you to sit with this question over the next couple of days. Like, if this episode resonated with you, really sit with that question. Do I show up in my business or in my career or to my place of employment with courage? Because every single day, you have to be willing to show up with courage. That is your first step of confidence. So it's not just you showing up and like looking the part, you smelling good, you're like, yes, I know my job, boom. But it's having the courage to say, hey, I'm the professional here. I've gone to school and I've actually studied this. And because I have the experience of being an aesthetic client, and I also have the studies of being the esthetician, I can make a well-rounded decision that's going to help you achieve your most ideal state. And when you can move in your business and your career and however you are in life like that, things become simple. If a client is giving you pushback, you're not pushing back to have this tug of war. You're saying, hey, unfortunately, we're not aligned here, and I want to see you get your results, and so I'm going to have to refer you out to someone else. Or, unfortunately, we can't service you here. And you allow your client to take on that energy. But look at the flip side of that, right? You know a client is misaligned for whatever reason. Maybe they're not trusting you, or maybe they're arguing about your price, or maybe they're being negative because they're coming in and saying, you're too expensive, it doesn't take all that, or whatever. That client is putting doubt in your auric field. And so for you, you know you need to say no. You know you need to have courage. You know you need to get realigned. But there's something in us that's just like, I need this thing that doesn't align, even though behind the scenes, in the dark, when I'm up late at night, and I know and I feel in my core that a business that feels great to me, that expands, that gives me more all around, more in time, more in money, etc., is possible. It's easy to put down that dream to say, I just need to accept what this person is giving me. And I want to really encourage you to know that you don't have to accept that. But if you don't yet believe that because you're nervous and you're just not sure and you're just anxious about it, that you do deserve to also give yourself support as you make those hard decisions. Because the hard decisions you make today are going to help you to thrive and be able to hold more for tomorrow. So listen, I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast episode. If you have some more topic ideas, come over to Instagram at I am Nina Hayes. Send me your topics or your questions and I will answer them in the episodes. I also want to let you know I have an in-person training coming up. It is specifically for the multicultural clients. For treating the multicultural client. If you know, you know. That is a different type of client, a different type of mindset, and a whole different type of handling for that client. And I want to show you how to do that, not just behind the chair and the treatment, but also just like when you're meeting them, when you're engaging with them, when you're networking with them, and when you're attracting them to you. So if you're interested in that, come on over to Instagram and I will get you set up right away. As far as working with me, if you feel called to work with me, you know where the link is. It's in the show notes and it's also linked in my bio. So I hope you have an amazing, fruitful, prosperous rest of week. And I will see you in our next podcast episode. Whatever you do, keep becoming elite.